Scripture reading is Genesis 1:3. Let me read. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Amen.
사랑하는 성도 여러분, 전 세계 및 전국의 1만
Dear brothers and sisters, members of over 10,000 branch churches in Korea and all of the world. Local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet worldwide, GCN viewing audiences, children of Sunday School. This is the first Sunday of the new year 2014. Did you see the dawning of the first morning of the year? The sunrise of the first year looks somewhat different from that of other days. What is the reason? It is because those who are looking at it have a different mental attitude than at other times. They have such resolutions and hopes as, "Let us begin all anew in the new year. There are going to be many good things this year." And thus, their viewpoint is also different. If their heart is changed in these ways, what they give to God, namely worship service, prayers, praising, and the aroma of heart contained in their voluntary works, will be different. If we offer up such aroma for all of the 52 weeks of the year, we will be able to cultivate a heart of spirit. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will all receive such blessings. In this message, I will explain about the fourth prayer title given by the Father God. The title is The Work of Recreation. This is a prayer title for the ministry of God's power for this church. Power is the love of God for mankind. 1 Timothy 2:4 says, "God desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth." God desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Without knowing the truth, you can't be saved. So you have to know the truth so that you will understand about what sin is and salvation is. As we read through the Bible, God has given countless souls faith in God the Creator and the Savior Jesus Christ through the powerful works of God. Especially at this end time, with His power, God will open the way of salvation widely for numerous souls. You believers who are praying for this ministry are truly blessed. And as a result of your prayers, the benefits of the power of God will be given to each of you. Through today's message, I hope you will understand what you should pray about and pray fervently throughout the whole year. In doing so, I pray in the name of the Lord that more souls will receive salvation through you. Dear brothers and sisters, viewing audiences, let me first explain about what the works of recreation are. Works of recreation are to change or renew something that has been already created. It is to change or renew something that has been already created. So, who does this recreation? Who is the doer of this recreation? Is it the Father God? Did you say Amen? That is why I'm asking. Why would God do the work of recreation? God is the Creator. The work of recreation, now you will listen. God is the Creator. You know God is the Creator. Of course, all the works are only possible within the boundary of the justice and rules of God's kingdom. God the Creator created the whole world and let the world operate within a set of rules and order. Everything of the world is run by these rules and order, namely the justice. But you have been witnessing many things that seemed to be beyond these rules and established order. For example, dead nerves or cells of man cannot be revived. Also, the cycle of the sun's and the moon's rotation cannot be changed. But the Bible says different. Jesus revived Lazarus, who had been dead for 4 days, and Joshua stopped the sun and the moon in the sky by the power of God. Such things are the works of recreation that change or renew what has been created. These things look like they supersede the rules and the order of creation of this world that we understand. Basically, these occurrences are impossible things that we cannot understand with our knowledge. So with the knowledge of man, or with science, with common sense of man, we cannot understand these things. So that is why they say the word heretical for these people who perform these things. But including the above events, we believe that all the wondrous and extraordinary things written in the Bible are true. The works with the handkerchief are extraordinary works. But these things are kind of common in this church, and they are all true. It's because you and I have experienced such works firsthand in our lives. And not just once or twice, you experience them every week for the last 32 years. Every year, the dragonflies appear earlier than the normal time of the year, and they eat up the harmful insects around your homes and the summer retreat locations. They come out, they appear earlier than the normal time of the year. So you shouldn't say there are some dragonflies that appear earlier than these things. There are some specific kinds that appear earlier than other specific kinds. But the kinds of dragonflies, they are supposed to appear much later of the year. Dragonflies are actually very afraid of human beings, but they land and sit on all over your bodies. There are so many dragonflies, not just one or two, but also tens of thousands of dragonflies come down. Also, many of you experienced that your dead nerves were revived, so your sensation in your limbs came back and your paralysis was loosened. So these things are impossible by medical science, but we experience them and witness them often, very often. So all these things are works of recreation. In the summer retreat last year, you witnessed a wonder, which is that a rain that could not be stopped was stopped. According to the rules of the nature, such thick dark clouds would pour down heavy rain. But the thick dark clouds that covered our retreat location opened and a hole formed immediately upon my prayer, and then the rain stopped. The hole was made only in the sky directly above our retreat location. This is the big miracle. The clouds didn't disperse. It's just that there was a big hole made only above, directly above the sky, in the sky directly above our retreat location, making a hole in the thick, such thick layers of clouds. And in the higher, up in the sky, there are very strong winds, so the clouds have to come together again, but they didn't come together again. The hole just remained there throughout all night. That is why it is a big wonder. Dear brothers and sisters, God the Father has shown us such works of recreation since the opening of this church. But in the recent years, the dimension of it was dramatically changed. When was the beginning point to this? It was since the time when God began to show the original light that we usually call the aurora-like lights. After the original light, as the original voice was sounded forth in full scale, the works of recreation have become even more amazing. I already explained to you what this original light and voice are in the Genesis lectures. In today's reading passage, Genesis 1:3, it says, "Then God said, let there be light, and there was light." This light is the original light, and the voice saying, "Let there be light," is the original voice. The original light is only what God has. It's something that only God has. Same with the original voice. God originally existed all throughout the universe as the light-containing voice. This was before He separated Himself into the Trinity and put on a form for human cultivation. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. As explained, God existed as light-containing voice, and this light and voice are the original light and original voice. God created heavens and earth and us human beings with this original light and voice. So those who have a lot of doubts, how could God create heavens and earth and everything just with the word? But we see so many incidents of that kind in this church. Even though it's not God Himself, just by my command, there are some things that take place. For example, a woman is pregnant with a girl. The mother is pregnant with a girl. Then they check twice, three times. But they want a boy. So now I pray, and this girl changes into a boy. Even in the sixth and seventh month of the pregnancy. And vice versa. A boy, they want a girl, but they have a boy. So I pray. So the boy changes into a girl. And there have been so many cases for the last 32 years. And who could believe this kind of thing? But this is true. Many of you who are sitting here have experienced it. That's you. One of the church members this morning. Senior pastor, I want a boy. I want a girl. That member wanted to change the boy into a girl. But the husband didn't want it. So what should I pray for? How am I supposed to pray for? Of course, you both, husband and wife, have to agree. The wife wants a daughter, and the husband wants a boy. I cannot pray for you, so I only said, if it's God's will, change, because they didn't agree. So it is up to God to decide. But if both husband and wife wanted, when I pray, it will change immediately. It won't take even 24 hours. Within the 24 hours, the fetus will change. This is the work of recreation. God already created the son. And I can pray and change. This is the work of recreation. So God has trained me to increase the level of the power, even to the level where I can show the work of recreation with the original light and voice. So through training, I will get accustomed to. My power will be refined, and when I recover the energy and when I really show the work of recreation officially in full scale, then what kinds of things will happen? There will be so many tremendous works. So in this grand project of the Father God, there will be the things. So we will be able to accomplish world evangelism, not just with words. Many churches, there are many churches. They say that we will, we send so many missionaries and we are doing world evangelism. But some people send like one missionary, and they always say we are sending missionaries to other countries. And they are proud of it. So as I can sound forth the original voice more perfectly, even more amazing works of recreation will take place. So I've been sounding forth with the original voice since the opening of the church, but this is becoming more and more refined and sophisticated. So through the training, so I'll be able to sound forth in full scale. For example, in case of Down syndrome, there are so many testimonies regarding Down syndrome. Just in today, there are two cases. And in total, there are more than 20 testimonies that came in recently. Down syndrome, you cannot cure it by medicine. The person has to have Down syndrome for the rest of throughout their life. You know, they have to live with the Down syndrome. And it is painful for both the children and the family members. And if you just get a healthy child just by one prayer of mine, and some babies, they are born so intelligent. But even though they receive this kind of grace, do you know this grace or not? I know there are so many of you, but I don't even know who you are. And only when I talk about it, you know, you give me your testimony. So I've received this healing of Down syndrome. But think about it. Without my prayer, what would have happened? Your children must have lived with Down syndrome all throughout their life. You must be suffering too. And just by one prayer, you received a healthy baby. And how come I don't even know you? You know, you should be coming to me. You should be greeting me that my child was born healthy and he is growing well. She is growing well. But only when I mention it, you know, I receive these testimonies. But anyway, so why is this a work of recreation? God the Father created something, and there is this thing called Down syndrome. And it's because of severe idolatry of ancestors. And there are some deformities or some things like that. But with the work of recreation, I command with the original voice to change a boy into a daughter for the Down syndrome to go away. So the Down syndrome goes away and the boy, the fetus, the baby becomes healthy. As you know, the Down syndrome, they have different figures. But when I command Down syndrome to go away, it goes away and the baby becomes healthy, and it don't take 24 hours. You receive prayer today, and by tomorrow, if you check the baby will be fine. Doesn't take a long time. The God said, let there be light, and there was light within a moment. Same with the work of recreation. Some things take a longer time according to justice, but some things are done immediately. So I just received it today. Dear Shepherd, I'm Senior Deaconess Suhi Lim of Chuncheon Manmin Church, wife of Professor Kwon Kyo Lee. My son, Song Yeol, is now 6 years old. I received her, I got him through your prayer in 12 years of my marriage. And the elder is in spirit now. Also, the senior deaconess is at the threshold of spirit. When Songil was in the womb, I received did a medical check, and I heard from the doctor that he had a high risk of Down syndrome. And next Friday, we received a prayer from the shepherd. And 2 days later, on Monday, we went to the doctor again, and without asking, I asked him not to ask the reason, but to do the Down syndrome check once again. And the result was normal. And within 2 days, the result was reversed. Actually, it was reversed within 1 day, but they did the check in 2 days. Later, I had to be hospitalized because of the risk of giving premature birth, but by Senior Pastor's prayer, I had peace. Although I was 42, I had an easy delivery. Song Yeol became 6 in 2014. He didn't even take any shots, but he never got any disease. He's full of energy and he's running vigorously, but he never broke anything. Dear Shepherd, Song Yeol's age is my age of the age of my faith. Through your grace, I came to have this baby, and I was thinking, what is the best thing as a mother to do for this child? And I came to read the Bible, listen to the praise songs and your messages and the books. I give thanks to you, Shepherd, for giving me this blessing of conception and healing healing of Down syndrome, which is incurable, and for increasing my faith. And I give you thanks for giving me these many blessings, and I give all the glory to the Father God. So there are many testimonies, even from another country. And there are about 20 cases, just Down syndrome cases, and there will be more. Isn't it amazing? Daughter becomes a son, and son becomes a daughter. And with the prayer, within 1 day, it is changed. Now it is a boy in 7 or 8 months. Because from the 6th month, it is formed. But by prayer, isn't it so amazing? It is changed by prayer. So in the beginning of the church, I just read the testimony and I just passed because I couldn't talk about it because people would think strange. But it kept on happening. So many of them. So now you believe them completely. So that's why I can talk about it so openly. But if you doubt, and if you say, I cannot trust you, and it is only a wall of sin before God. So with the human thoughts and human knowledge, you cannot understand them. And if you do not understand with human knowledge, you say, I cannot trust the shepherd. Then what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to tell tell you a lie and not talk about the truth, the facts, dear brothers and sisters. But what is the highest level of works of recreation that manifest signs and wonders? Is it healing an incurable disease? And if you, there are some people who are not healed of their problems, even in this kind of church. I always tell them, I've never seen them shed any tears, seen them shedding any tears from their eyes. Look at me. So even during the preaching, I saw many times I shed tears, missing the Father God, and when I hear something of something about goodness, I shed tears. And how come you never shed any tears? That is a problem, because you cannot repent thoroughly. Of course, if you really repented thoroughly, you wouldn't have such disabilities. All of you must have been healed, but you cannot repent. So, with the power of recreation, what should I do? Maybe, I'm not sure if even if they don't really repent thoroughly, God will work, but I think, I'm not sure. But in most cases, I think the Father God will heal you. Is it healing an incurable disease, or is it a wonder to drive away a hurricane, or is it a sign to bring a dead person back to life? The highest level of power is to revive a dead spirit. The first man, Adam, committed sin, and because of that, his spirit died. What does it mean by a spirit dying? It does not mean it will stop breathing and eventually decay completely like a physical body. It refers to a state where the spirit is completely inactive, thereby being unable to communicate with God. This is spiritual death. Spiritual death is the state where the spirit is completely inactive, being unable to communicate with God. But this dead spirit can be revived if we accept the Lord as our Savior and receive the Holy Spirit. In Genesis 2:17, God said clearly, He said, "But from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat from it, you will surely die." Romans 6:23, first part says, "For the wages of sin is death." So if you commit sins, the result, the wage is sin, which is hell. As said, all sinners will necessarily die. But because sinless Jesus died for us, a way was opened for us to live again. Because Jesus paid the penalty of sin on the cross in our place, we can live again if we accept Him as our Savior. It is as Romans 6:23, latter part says, "But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." But in this end time, it is very difficult for the people to accept the Lord as their personal Savior. Namely, the work of reviving a dead spirit has become so rare. It's because the world has become so full of sins and evil, as you can sense it today. Since the spirit of man is dead, the soul is playing the role of the master, and this soul is controlled by the enemy devil and Satan. And this is not the only problem. Even those who had their spirit just barely revived frequently corrupt again. So during the mini crusade, these little students were purified and now became high school students, and they are now in college and became workers. But those who came up from elementary school, those who didn't attend the mini crusade, they didn't attend these mini crusades. And among them are some people, they are playing with their cell phones during the worship services. They're sending messages in the main sanctuary. In the main sanctuary, they don't do that because they're attending the service on the second floor. They have good attitude. But in the second sanctuary or third sanctuary, those students, some of them are doing these things. They send the text messages. And they are kind of forced to come to church by their parents. So in the first morning service, I was kind of reprimanding them. And because of that, I couldn't finish what is prepared. So, parents, please be awakened. You know, so many students are praying to be used by God and they are purifying themselves, but still there are some students, they're sending text messages during the worship services. And it is to mock God so much. It is to spit on the face of God. In the holy sanctuary of God, they should be worshiping God in holiness. And it is to despise God. And they are distancing themselves from salvation, and they will be kept. They are doing those things because they are captured. Their souls are captured by Satan. So today, in the first morning service, I strongly reprimanded them. So I think they will change. If they don't change, they will just fall into hell. If God has mercy on them, God might punish them with something so that they can repent and turn away, turn back. But because this is the original voice, they have to obey. So even those who are good, they are stained by these bad students. It's because of the sins they commit willfully, as in Hebrews chapter 6 and 10, and the blaspheming against the Holy Spirit, as in Matthew chapter 12. Such people do not even have a guilty conscience, for their consciences have been seared as with a hot iron, and they cannot hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. It's because their revived spirit died again. How can we save those people who crucify the Lord all over again and who blaspheme and stand against the Holy Spirit? The Bible also tells us not to ask for the forgiveness of such people. The Bible tells us not to pray for such people. It says that there is no forgiveness for the sins leading to death. This is the rule that God made in the beginning. But think about it once again. Even the parents of this world who do not know the Lord would try to save their child at all costs if he is dying of an incurable disease. Also, even if their son had become a criminal and the people say he is worse than animals, the parents still have pity on him. So what do you think the heart of the Father God must be like since he is so good? He'd probably want to find a way to save even those children who have received the verdict of hell and are destined to die. So he did show the love that goes beyond justice. Namely, he gave us the amazing grace in the work of recreation, which is the grace to revive even the dead spirit. To revive a dead spirit is the work of highest level among the works of recreation. This, of course, is also for those who have not been saved yet, namely those who have not accepted the Lord for their soul and body are seriously stained by sins. Now, what kinds of things are taking place through this grace? So many dying souls all over the world are accepting the Lord. Even in places where people were previously saying there probably is no God, so enjoy your life. And where drugs and sexual immorality are rampant, and places where idolatry permeates everything, the miracles of accepting the Lord and reviving of the dead spirit are taking place. Also, even in Israel, where they crucified Jesus, there is the work of reviving spiritual lives. There was a person who was repenting. There were works of explosive works of the Holy Spirit in Estonia, and he said he condemned, he passed judgment that there were not explosive works. What kinds of works should be works of explosive works? There must be kind of a nuclear bomb. There were so many works of Holy Spirit taken place. And it spread through so many countries too. They heard so many testimonies, but he didn't believe. Even those who are giving testimonies, they wouldn't just, there were so many people who are testifying of their healings and everything. But not everybody can do that. You know, most people in attendance, they were healed, unless they had the great walls of sins. Most of them were healed. And on TV, also, there were so many people who were healed through the TV broadcasting. So that's why so many people, so many broadcasters, they broadcast our crusades. And he still thought that there were no explosive works of the Holy Spirit. So there were such tremendous works of the Holy Spirit, and does there have to be actual nuclear bomb or something? And he was passing judgment and condemnation that much. Of course, that is not acceptable. It's such a great wall of sin before God. And God's word is true, absolutely true. Because God said it's explosive works. That's why it spread all throughout Europe. Also, even in Israel, where they crucified Jesus, there is the work of reviving spiritual lives. And as for you, what kinds of miracles are you witnessing? Some young people were destined to fall into hell, had given up on themselves and lived in fear, but they were revived. Some people who are just churchgoers for more than 20 years are now full of the Spirit and they pray every day. How could such things take place? It was made possible because the original light and voice broke through their free will. I hear so many testimonies of people who were changed by the original voice. So many testimonies of so many people. I read so many letters. The original light and voice caused them to kneel before the love of God. And we have been praying for this level of changing man's free will for so many years now. And in the past year, we could feel that the dimension of it became different. And in this year, it will also go up to our higher dimension. I hope you will believe this fact, long to enjoy the privileges of this power, and pray more ardently. As you are riding on the flow of Spirit to on the rock, be on the rock of faith and to go into Spirit, and if you're still passing judgment and condemnation, it means you're in the second level of faith. You can't even be on the third level of faith. You have to pull out such evils first. How evil? That is so evil. Especially if you're passing judgment and condemnation on the beloved servant of God, and if you cannot trust me, what is the reason that you cannot trust me? I ask them reasons why. Why do you judge me? Why do you not trust me? Nobody has ever been able to explain why. So in the morning, there was a person. So why do you not trust me about? Have I stolen from somebody? Have I cheated anybody? Have I told a lie? Give me any reason. And nobody can give me any reason. And why do you do that? He says his heart is so evil. So he does that. And there is nothing to condemn me of. And some people, he heard other people's lies and he doesn't trust me, and that's why he doesn't get any measure of faith. So how evil is that? Even if you directly heard something, or even if you directly saw something, you can't know everything. But just by hearing from somebody, you pass judgment and condemnation on a servant of God. How evil this is. And it is also to blaspheme the Holy Spirit. So that's why he can't receive any measure of faith. He's so far away from the rock of faith. And those who are far away from rock of faith, oh, I've tried hard. But those who are far away from rock of faith, you have these reasons, walls of sin, because you are not tearing down these walls of sins. Now, how can such works of recreation take place, although it seems they are going against the rules of nature? The works of recreation are possible within the boundaries of the justice of God. So was Jesus reviving the dead Lazarus in accordance with the justice? Yes, it was. It is impossible for a dead and decaying body to come back to life on this earth. But it is possible in a spiritual space, which is in a higher dimension than this physical world. Jesus is the Creator. He created not just this earth, namely the first heaven, but also the second, third, and fourth heaven too, which are spiritual realm. Namely, Jesus is the master of all heavens. Nehemiah 9:6 first part says, "You alone are the Lord. You have made the heavens, the heaven of heavens with all their host, the earth and all that is on it, the seas and all that is in them." This Jesus was born on this earth in human body and sacrificed himself completely for the mankind. Also, he did everything only for the glory of God and only according to the will of God. And as this Jesus commanded, the original voice was sounded forth and the original light covered the dead man. So Lazarus was brought back to life. This was a work of recreation which was perfectly in accordance with justice. At this end time, God also allowed for us such works of recreation. It's because He loves the mankind so much. Because the world is so full of sins, at the end of time, there are few who can be saved. That's why God allowed for this work of recreation in this church, so that the many people are coming to the rock of faith and spirit. So through GCN and through many media, the holiness gospel will be preached. Also through WCDN, many books and Manmin newsletters. Of course, until he could do that, he had to make you and me fill up the measure of justice. Namely, he made me pay the price of a tremendous sacrifice. But the works of recreation taking place through this power will also be tremendous. God the Father gave me the training to change the flow of world situations in politics and economics in order to save more souls. If I can influence the politics and the economy, I can preach the living God to the kings of the nations and the very important people of the world. Then through the influence they have and through the power to catch the attention of the people, we can spread the name of the Lord more widely to all nations and peoples. God will also give us a great amount of money through their hands, so it will give us great monetary power to save souls. Then we will cover the whole world with the holiness gospel through many means such as GCN and the handkerchief crusades. Ezekiel 37 verses 5 to 6 says, "Thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you that you may come to life. I will put sinews on you, make flesh grow back on you, cover you with skin and put breath in you that you may come alive. And you will know that I am the Lord." At this end time, which is full of sins, this vision will be realized in actuality. The dry bones, namely the dead spirits of those who did not accept the Lord, will be revived. The more perfectly the original light and voice of God are sounded forth through this church and me, the more souls we can save. Then, what do you have to pray for regarding the works of recreation? First, pray that the shepherd will fill up the measure of justice. The works of recreation will not take place unless somebody pays the price. And it is not easy to pay the price to fill up the measure. If one can pay the price by dying in a moment, I'd rather do that. Can you understand this heart of mine? So please pray that I will be able to finish all the training to sound forth the original voice completely. Second, praying that you will also be the ones who will receive the blessings through the works of recreation. To the extent that you believe and pray earnestly, you, your family, and your workplaces will receive the works of recreation. Your nearly bankrupt business will be revived, and even those who crossed the life limit due to incurable diseases will be healed. Also, hardened and rough hearts will be broken and changed. Therefore, I ask in the name of the Lord that you will long for this power even more and ask for it more earnestly this year. So far, until now, if we are to write a book about all the signs and wonders that I've performed, there will be so many books. For example, in case of a senior deaconess, Eun-deuk Kim, was burned almost her whole body, except her face, maybe, you know, her chest, abdomen, legs, and arms. Third degree burn. You know, that much of third degree burn, you cannot live. That was taken when it was better. The condition was better. And you know, her flesh was cooked, literally. And all her cells were dead. How can there be living cells left? You know, the leather was taken off. Her flesh was boiled. And almost her whole body. At that time we didn't have a video camera or anything. She was a woman. So, you know, her both hands and feet and abdomen and legs. And, you know, you see, as you see, the sinews were boiled, the tissues and cells were boiled. And you revived this. And I watched how God recreated all these things. And all those unnecessary flesh was taken off in three phases. Because those boiled flesh is dead. So by God's way, in man's way, they will remove it with the rake it or something like that with man's method. But by God, in God's method, God just removed them in His way. So in three phases. The first phase, after second, and in the third phase, He began to make the veins and the sinews and tissues. So when he was making the veins, and I was amazed. There were so many little veins. And I learned, I remember what we learned in school. You know, if you connect all the veins, you can go around the earth many times. At that time, I didn't believe it. But seeing that in front of my eyes, I came to believe it. So many little veins. And God made all these little veins again. And then He removed the flesh and He put on new flesh. So in three phases. He removed it, put on new flesh once. Two times He removed it and put on new flesh. And in the third phase, He put on the veins and tissues and cells and sinews, and because I watched them. And I was really amazed. So many veins He was making. And if we had this kind of video camera or like now, but there was none. It is fortunate that we took a photo of it. One of the professors, medical professor in Seoul National University, he said it was a miracle.
Yeah, 바로 이렇게 제 창조 역사는
And this work of recreation, I've been performing with this since the opening of the church. In this past summer retreat, removing the clouds, I've done that so many times. When there were, the sky was covered by clouds to plant faith in them. In case of Pastor Sangtae Kim in Gochang, I showed it in a mountain prayer. I showed it once to Pastor John Kim too. Also in pilgrimages, and also in summer retreat of Light and Salt Mission summer retreat, and other than that, also in college mission summer retreat. And so I can count so many times, so many occasions. You know, the thick, dark, thick rain clouds. For example, but I see so many stars in the sky. Then after the prayer, you know, after the prayer, while taking a rest, I look up the sky, and where are stars? There is none. But in my eyes, I can see them. That is why I say it. I don't tell a lie. I see so many stars. So that's why I see many stars. But other people, they can't see any stars, and they were thinking I was joking. And we were talking for a couple of minutes, maybe 5 minutes at the longest. But within three, four minutes, I asked them to look up the sky again. And there's no clouds. And the stars are twinkling. And at that time, I didn't really understand them myself. That for all so many clouds to disappear, the wind must blow and it has to take 10 minutes, 20 minutes. But how can they just disappear within such a short time? And later I came to learn about the spiritual spaces. So I came to understand that you know, they were sucked in. The cloud, the second heaven, just suck in these clouds. As you see those clouds appearing and disappearing. In the same way, they were sucked in by, the clouds were sucked in into the second heaven. So the stars are so bright. So since then, I came to understand how and why, how these things took place. Now it's easy. It's not something hard. Of course, at that time also it was easy. But how can such a big, thick clouds, a lot of clouds, disappear within such a short time? That was the reason why. So, you've seen these things so many times. Dear brothers and sisters, now the day has almost come to awaken this country and the whole world by commanding the original light with the original voice. Are you looking forward to that day? God the Father told us something. It is that the greater sign than showing extraordinary things is the sign of love. After all, it is love that can revive and change your soul. God told us that He allowed for me all the sufferings in order to show this sign of love to the souls. And to revive you from children, students, young people, Levites, senior citizens. I took up all the sufferings for the last 3 years. And now, only now you realize this love. If you've realized this love since long ago, you must have come into spirit already. But only now you realize it. You try to cast it away. Those who realized it earlier, they are already in spirit. And those who haven't, now you realize it, and now you are repent. So I'm thankful. You've witnessed this sign of love, and I pray in the name of the Lord that all of you will come forth as apostles of love who will show the works of recreation together with me in 2014. I'll pray because of the time, I couldn't explain so many cases of recreation. But I think it was enough for you to be able to understand the difference between creation and recreation. So God creates and you recreate what has been already created. And this power is given to the Lord and at the end of time to me. But I've been performing with these works since the opening of the church, but the church members, you couldn't realize it. You couldn't understand it. You couldn't understand why. You couldn't understand why such things were taking place through me. How could the carbon monoxide gas go away by commanding? You know, how can it obey my command? The gas will go away and the person who was poisoned with the gas, they would revive within a couple of minutes. If you just think about it, you'll understand something. But they were just thinking, oh, these things just take place. Oh, my pastor is full of God's power. So they couldn't understand. If they really contemplated on it, you could have realized something earlier. But even now, there are so many signs and wonders and typhoons going away, not just once or twice. And there was no rain in Israel, and when by my prayer, the rain came immediately. And they said it was not enough, so I prayed from here. And upon my prayer, it rained. You see these things so many times, and you don't realize them. And only last summer retreat, witnessing the rain and driving away the rain, only then you realized something. Oh, who our senior pastor is. Father God, lay your hands on all the church members. From head to toe, all entrails, cells, and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light come. Father, Pastor Hang Yeol Kim of USA will preach at the Heavenly Hope Church. Be with him with the fullness of the Holy Spirit. And Stephanie wants her father, George, to get a good job. Sawat of USA, let her sister, Bungun, be healed of diabetes, high blood pressure. Batjorik, missionary Batjorik of Mongolia, will have a handkerchief crusade at Mongolia Mami Church on January 25th. Be with him. Mihail of Russia, let him get back the lost school tuition fee that he lost. Paul Das of India, be healed of kidney disease, lung infection. Then Mami Church, let them move the sanctuary on January 7th. Let it go well. And Lee Suya, last stage of lung cancer. Chen Xiang Nen, be healed of mastitis. Let his son Jin Ping Song be healed of lung TB. And let her daughter Wen Qing be healed of acute enteritis. Let her husband Wen Mingyang be healed of gastric tuberculosis, bronchitis, paralysis, and muscle cramps. Wang Xiaowei, let the spine pain go away. Let her husband be healed of foot pain. Let her grandson get a good job. Li Jinfeng, let the blood vessel tumor in throat go away. Be healed of all kinds of cancers. Father God, from head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light come higher and low blood pressure, diabetes go away. All cancers metastasized, last stage cancers go away. All lungs be healed. All kidneys, all internal organs be healed. Light come. Skin diseases go away. Father, high and low blood pressure go away. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Let the eyes see well. Be healthy spiritually and physically. Father, protect them throughout this week, next week, and the week after that. Protect all the church vehicles, church members' vehicles, and let them make no mistakes while driving. Lord, thank you. We are celebrating because the Pastor Dong Jo-shin came into Holy Spirit. And Father, thank you. And let there be, Father, thank you for giving a servant of the Holy Spirit. Father, let there be many men of Holy Spirit. Also, let there be many men of Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.